3. Music for a cause.
Grandpa, are you ready to help me for my presentation on the civil rights movement?
Of course, David. Let's start this way.
What is it? It makes me think of gospel music.
Well, this is We Shall Not Be Moved. And yes, it does sound like gospel. But it reminds me of many more things, you know. I heard it for the first time in August 1963. It was during the Washington March for Freedom and Jobs. I had never taken part in a demonstration before. It was the first time for me.
Your first demonstration? Wow, was it big?
Well, to give you an idea, I had never seen so many people brought together for a cause. Wherever I looked, there were people, black and white, young and old, walking together and singing in unison.
And they were singing, "We Shall Not Be Moved"?
No, they were singing, "We Shall Overcome." But the Freedom Singers were on stage, and they sang, "We Shall Not Be Moved." Whenever I listen to these songs, I remember that wonderful day, all those people singing and dreaming of a better world. These songs mean a lot to me.
Why Freedom Singers, Grandpa?
Simple, David. Their music represented the civil rights movement, and it helped black people to defend their rights. Their songs allowed them to become true American citizens, to get equal rights.
And you, Grandpa, what did it do for you?
A lot, and it still does. Whatever problem I may have, these songs remind me that there's no crisis we can't overcome. They make me feel as joyful and optimistic as we all felt that day.